Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Everywhere you go in life, there is a bully. On the playground with children, in the college dorms, in business, and yes, even at the bird feeder. I used to proclaim that the blue jay was the tough guy of the backyard, but no more. The ruffian of the feeder is a northern mockingbird. My good friend, Inspector Dave, would tell me stories of how defensive the mockingbird was in his backyard, including his organic garden. He would tell tales of this bird chasing all others out, until Inspector Dave sent this mockingbird my way. You see, he lives down the road a piece, and that mockingbird is now on my front feeder, chasing all other birds away. Thanks, Inspector Dave. The mocker chases even the blue jays. No sharing of food at all. So let's learn about the characteristics of the northern mockingbird. He is 8 to 11 inches in length. His wingspan is 12 to 15 inches. Now, the coloration of this bird just makes him so cool, so unique. Gray plumage, white under the wings. The tail is black with white outer feathers. Really cool when it just like it actually fans out the tail. Just neat to see. Many times you see this display when he's on the ground and he's just there, takes a few hops and then just opens up a little bit. And his wings have two white bars on them, which are seen in flight, but often, as I just said, when he just opens up on the ground, you get to see them out. He has a straight black colored bill. Now, what makes him neat when you look at him, if you get close enough, but that's why we have our binoculars, and I always say this, you should have a pair of binos somewhere near your feeders, I'm saying indoors, and you're going to take a look. His eyes are either yellowish green or they're orange, so that just makes him like really, really neat. The mocker, as he is called, you see, birders always come up with shortened terms for different birds, and we call him a mocker. The mocker is diurnal, which means he's active during the day, with one exception, and yes, I will get to that exception in a little bit. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, the mockingbird has a diet, and he has two types of entrees because he's omnivorous, which means he eats insects, fruits, and berries. And it's funny that he actually has two types of diet. The mocker has a late spring summer diet, which includes, and it makes sense, put this on your entree, beetles, not John Paul, Ringo, all those guys, but actually beetles on the ground, caterpillars, spiders, ants, earthworms, sow bugs, wasps, I don't mind them eating wasps, and butterflies, except the monarch, because you know that the monarch butterfly has a toxin inside of it that it gets from eating milkweed as a caterpillar. So he doesn't eat monarch caterpillars and doesn't eat monarch butterflies, but all other caterpillars, all other butterflies he eats. Now, a neighbor down the road also has these Taxus yew bushes there. And because his fall-winter diet, the insects become scarce, so he turns to fruits and berries. And that Taxus yew, most people just go and call them yew bushes, well, they have these red berries. They are poisonous to humans. I will actually watch the mockers, many of them, they sort of just dart into, it's amazing how you say, like, how the heck did you fly and get inside this evergreen, very thick and plush, and gets inside, bounces out, berry in mouth, goes off somewhere. So it's just really neat, and he will stay there, or they will stay there, till every berry is gone. Now, Inspector Dave has one extra thing in his backyard near his organic garden. He's got a holly bush, and there are berries on there. And the mocker becomes very defensive of those. So now, there are some really neat things about nature. What about his song? Not Inspector Dave's, but the Mockingbirds. There is an awesome nature fact that you need to know. The mockingbird will continuously learn new sounds throughout his life. He will learn up to 200 sounds. He may have in his repertoire 10 to 15 songs, but the mockingbird repeats 2 to 6 phrases over and over. Depends what type of songbirds are in the area, because he's a copycat. Now, here's the cool thing. Because the mocker is listening to other birds, and that's where he picks up the phrases he's going to sing. Well, one person had a parakeet near a window. Obviously, springtime window is, you know, open screen on a window. Parakeet is singing. And the mocker listened and picked up that as one of the songs. So people are hearing the mocker in the neighborhood of this person, and they're going, what the heck kind of song is that? Because they're used to hearing like maybe a blue jay call, whatever it is. And here he is repeating the parakeet song. Now, some mockingbirds will sing all night long. This is that exception I said I'd get to. He is diurnal, except where I grew up, there was a woods behind our home, and there was a mocker in there who would sing all night long. Well, how do I know this? Because I'm the outdoor guy. We had a screened-in porch in the summertime. Instead of being inside, I was just outside. I had a little cot I used out there, and I would sleep out there. And I was a pretty sound sleeper. But if my eyes ever opened, the mocker was singing. And as I did some research, I found out that usually any mocker that is singing at night is an unmated male. And as the song goes, if that mockingbird don't sing, mama's going to buy you a new paddleboard. Well, that's how my version of the song goes. The males have spring songs and fall songs. How cool is that? The female it does sing, but not quite as loud as the male. The male sings to set up territories and defends it vigorously. He is relentless. And I'm saying relentless is a good word. Cat comes in the area, well, then you are in trouble. Now, during nesting time, he will even defend it against humans coming too close to the nest. The female will lay a clutch of 3 to 4 eggs. And I love the coloration on this. They are greenish to bluish, I should say bluish gray, with blotches of brown at the larger end. The female will incubate the eggs for 12 to 13 days. Both parents, once they've hatched, both parents feed the nestlings. And I always say this, it's pretty amazing. They work so hard when baby birds are born, doesn't matter the species, the amount of food, and you just see them working. Yeah, I often wonder if they are actually eating themselves during this time. They just like, one goes, it comes back. So they just keep going back and forth. And it's just a feeding fest all day long. Here's another amazing fact. The young nestlings, they will leave in 12 days after hatching. People don't realize this, but birds have to grow up real fast because their only real defense happens to be flight. So with that being said, these babies, these nestlings are not allowed. I guess they're not allowed because they can't fly for about 1 week. Depending on available food sources during the year, a pair may have 2 to 3 broods per year. When they build the nest for their brood, the male and female, they have different roles. And this is really cool, too. It's like, see, every animal, there are some really, like, just, and I like to use the word special, there are some special things that they do. The male is responsible for building most of the nest, bringing twigs, grasses, leaves, etc. The female is in charge of lining the nest, and I know this about a number of other red-winged blackbirds examples, using tufts of cattails. Well, the female mockingbird lines the nest, and some of the things she uses are moss, animal hair. So you have that. For protection, they build the nests in dense shrubs. So once again, making it difficult for another animal to get inside there. the mockingbird, and if you go into Peterson Field Guide, it says mockingbirds and thrashers. They have the thrasher family there. And there are catbirds. There are many different types of thrashers. My favorite is the brown thrasher. Get one in the back part of the property, watching him bounce around. Ground feeder, so I get to watch him pretty often there. And there's also the blue mockingbird. Their habitats are fields, forest edges, which is an ecotone. And an ecotone is the boundary between two ecosystems. So farmers, because they will, you know, obviously the habitat is farms, love them because during the summertime, what are they feeding on? They're feeding on insects. If the farmer is growing fruits and berries, probably doesn't want them there when it's harvest time. And obviously, they will also use your backyard as their habitat. And if there are dense, low shrubs, you could assure that they probably will nest there as well. You know the mockingbird must be well-loved because he is the state bird for Texas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida, and Arkansas. So after this show, I am going to leave a trail of birdseed from my home down the road to Inspector Dave's backyard, because after all, the mockingbird is not mine, it's his. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.